Questa situation unique of the San Torso La Bologna cardiac surgery service. Thank you very much. So now, the last step is the transfer. That is to say, the last procedure before the patient is moved or transferred to the physical therapy and rehabilitation. So, in this stage, there is the marked prevalence of exclusive types of activities, say, care, education to self-help, nursing care, and so on. And after the last night in cardiac surgery without analgesia, the peridural catheter, the patient is submitted to all this kind of action. Actually, pain therapy suppression was indicated by the doctor, but CT is apparently afraid and doesn't want to interrupt it. However, the doctor on call tells him that he's been receiving minimum doses for a couple of days, and if need be, he can receive a further bonus. But anyhow, the nurse also adds that VAS was at most 3 out of 10 at rest, and 4 out of 10 is was a mild effort for 24 hours. So the nurse removes the catheter. After having informed CT that it will be an aseptic maneuver, painless, and that medication will have to be kept on the side of the catheter for 24 hours. However, CT shows anxiety and insecurity when the catheter is removed, and he therefore asks that rehabilitation be postponed by some days. But the nurse explains that this means that the progress achieved will be stultified and that physical therapy is absolutely necessary. On the following night, after catheter removal, CT does not really sleep. He often calls nurses to have both medication and the aspect of legs checked. However, pain measurement gives a VAS of 3 out of 10, and so the nurse realizes that anxiety is due simply to the fear of a return of the strong pain of the previous days. Indeed, it is also the transfer to a new service which frightens CT, who is afraid that he'll not be taken care of as he has been so far. So the nurse talks to CT for a long time, and this is a help relationship which is therefore created, and eventually CT is more serene and is able to rest at night. So, on the following morning, CT is aware of the fact that during rehabilitation there might be other moments in which pain will reappear, but CT is however prepared to deal with pain with the help of the family and of highly specialized staff present in the service to which CT is going to be transferred. So let us now again apply this model of complexity of care in order to analyze the transfer to a new service. So, health status axis, we have stability. Pain is controllable with drugs, but the patient is still afraid. The patient is afraid of the days which follow without the epidural catheter, and so CT is potentially unstable along this axis. So nervousness, anxiety, stress will actually have a marked bearing on the way in which nurses may interpret the presence or absence of pain, but since nurses are professionals, and so they use scales, they use relational interventions, they collect data, they observe the patient, the nurses are aware of the true status of CT, and therefore can keep the clinical situation under control. Indeed, I'd like to quote our Code of Ethics, point 4.4. Nurses have the duty to be informed about the diagnostic therapeutic project, because this has an impact on the assistance or care given to and relationship established with the patient. And point 4.5, nurses help, support and care for patients in therapeutic decisions and guarantee that all information is necessary relating to the care plan is provided to the patient in order to help the patient to understand, and it will the nursing care will also be based on making the patient aware of the various options, global and clinical options, and therefore patients will be informed if they wish to do so. So let us now move to the understanding and decision-making access. Well, as you can see, at this stage, this individual is able to recognize the true intensity of pain and is also able to communicate the intensity of pain verbally. And the person is therefore aware of the fact that if CT, if he's the patient, says that he is in pain, then this pain will be treated. In addition to this, the nurses who are going to take care of CT during his stay in the new service are actually trained and informed about CT for 2 days before he leaves the cardiac surgery service by the cardiac surgery nurses. So again, there is a constant activity of health education and self-health. So, code of ethics, point 4.2, the nurse shall listen to patients, inform them, involve them, and assess with them their requirements. 4.3, nurses will take into account the requirements and indications of patients and will facilitate their relationship with the community and significant others who are involved in the treatment plan. 4.7, nurses guarantees the continuity of care also through an efficient management of information instruments. Third axis, autonomy. It interacts with the dimensions we have just been describing. Now, pain is controllable and the patient is only partially dependent. So, the supporting staff has just a generic type of activity to provide. However, even generic type of activity may still provide the stability of pain, and therefore pain may become unstable and be exacerbated. So, nurses are still in charge of planning, supervising and assessing the results of all the procedures carried out. In addition to this, professional nurses have to assess all the skills and abilities involved and the discretional nature of the decisions to be taken. And indeed, I'd like to make reference to a law, Ministerial Decree 739 of 1994, which at point 1.1 indicates that it is nurses who are in charge of general nursing care. 1.3, nurses plan, manage and assess the nursing care, and they will require the support of specific support staff if needed. 1.4, nurses contribute to the education of supporting staff. Code of Ethics 4.3, nurses will take into account indications of patients, facilitate the relationship with the community and significant others who are involved in the treatment plan. So, to conclude, we have seen how the various axes are modified in respect of the intensity of pain, and therefore how the role of nurses is modified by this. The health disease variable stands for the cooperation, the area in which nurses cooperate with other providers and professionals. And with the increase of intensity of pain, there is a reduction in the discretionary nature of decisions made by nurses, but nurses still have to guarantee the correct implementation of treatment prescriptions, have to monitor symptoms to identify the potential onset of adverse effects and to assess pain in respect of the effectiveness of treatment. So, this means that nurses have to manage the diagnostic and treatment procedures which were prescribed. As regards the understanding and decision-making variable, this is an area in which, conversely, nurses do not have to cooperate, but they have to act autonomously. Obviously, a high level of discretionary decision-making is required, because this area involves educational procedures, support procedures, mobilization of resources of the patient, and indeed, in this case, obviously, the main point was that the patient was afraid of a recurrence of pain, and so it was up to the nurse to calm the patient. And patients so need to be informed about the origin and the trend of pain in respect of the course of the disease, and patient needs to be involved, together with his or her family, in the care procedure. In respect of this autonomous type of action of nurses, activities must obviously be adapted to the level of pain based on certain priorities. And indeed, planning, supervision, verification of the educational level of training of supporting staff, all this is carried out exclusively by nurses. And nursing care is actually provided directly by nurses with the partial involvement of supporting staff, which must have been trained appropriately. So, competence also means understanding when supporting staff is required and who must be involved. Indeed, the specific competency of nurses is based on the job profile as defined by Visitor Decree 739 of 1994, but also by the continuing post-registration education. Indeed, nurses will also integrate and recognize the importance of the cooperation of professionals and specialists who may be physiatry doctors or physical therapists who are specialized in rehabilitation and who, in this case, were fundamental for the functional recovery of CT. So, as you can see, it is very important to give an appropriate reply to complex problems, which in some cases means involving increasingly specialized nurses who will be involved in a responsible way in the process of ensuring the continuity of nursing care. Thank you very much for your attention. Thank you very much.